HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasun. And I'm back with another episode of
Etc. A podcast
where we talk about everything technology. And this is the one where we take a hot topic
in the industry
and clear all misconceptions around it. Hello, people. Today I don't have a script. I actually just got scolded for this. But the thing is, I don't have a script because I want to talk about something I've been thinking about. I recently reviewed a TV called the View Cinema TV 4K. The TV is priced at just 30,000 bucks, and it has 4K resolution. It supports HDR playback. It is available in 43-inch, 50-inch sizes. And it also supports Dolby Vision. Now, Dolby Vision is a version of HDR that has been sort of the coveted holy grail for TVs. It usually comes in expensive TVs only. Now, the thing is that if View can bring it for 30,000 rupees, then does it make sense to buy expensive TVs in India anymore? Here's the thing. Over the last year and a half, 2 years, Xiaomi has brought a bunch of TVs under its Mi TV brands. And most of those TVs have the exact same feature as this View TV, just that they don't have Dolby Vision. There are also TVs from companies like Daiwa, there's TVs from companies like TCL, and all of these support similar features. They have big screens, they have nice screens, and they also have the Android TV interface. Essentially, anybody who can afford internet can buy these TVs, stream content on their TVs, and of course they work with your regular cable TV as well. So what really differs between the premium TVs that say a Samsung, Sony or LG sells in India and these cheap TVs? The primary difference actually is in the panels that they use. So companies like Samsung, Sony, LG, they invest in their panels so much that they've actually in a way perfected the panels. What happens is when we test TVs, we test something called contrast ratio. And in those lab tests, what you see is that TVs like Samsung, Sony, LG, the really expensive ones, they really differ in terms of the contrast ratio they can do. For those who don't know, this is a spec which usually is shown as 1000:1, 2000:1, things like that. It basically shows you the ratio between the blackest black and the whitest white. And the better this ratio is, better your overall picture looks. What happens is companies like Xiaomi and all have achieved, let's say, a 20,000:1 contrast ratio, whereas companies like Samsung, Sony and all with the really premium TVs go nearly 1,00,000:1. Now the thing is that the difference is only visible when we actually test it. To the naked eye, to most of us who are not testing TVs on a regular basis, the difference is barely visible. That is, unless I place the TVs next to each other. So, at 30,000 bucks, when these guys can give you all the specs, when they can give you all the features, yes, it does make sense to buy cheap TVs nowadays. Especially for the Indian customer who is usually not somebody who's looking to spend lakhs. Another thing that has changed now for cheap TVs is that they last long. These are not TVs you will buy today and throw in a month or in a year. So that also works in their favor. So what exactly would you buy a premium TV for? At the moment, the only reason to buy a premium TV is if you want real future-proofing. If you're gonna spend money on a premium TV, something like a Samsung 8K would make sense. That's not because it's gonna show you 8K video. 8K video actually is barely available right now. But it's because tomorrow, 5 years from today, when 8K video actually comes, your TV will be ready for it. And it'll take the cheap TV makers a while to bring those panels down to this price. If you look at it, Samsung and all started 4K at really premium prices. Today, those 4K panels are cheaper, because of which Samsung and all can make 8K TVs which are more expensive, while these guys make 4K TVs which are cheap. One other thing that differentiates premium TVs is the software. Part of that is the fact that they update faster. And because these are smart TVs, they do need updates. Second is the fact that things like upscaling engines, which basically means that you can play 1080p content and the TV will upscale it as close to 4K as possible, those engines work better on the premium TVs. That is one thing that the cheap TV makers haven't been able to figure out yet. That's basically it. If you're buying a TV in India today, even if you have a premium budget, it would always make sense to sort of consider a cheaper TV first. What I suggest always is to not buy TVs online. You should go to an offline store, look at the TV yourself, and then decide whether you like it. So that's it for this week. What do you guys think of this episode? Is there something you guys would really want me to cover? Write to me. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. Or you could just write to podcasts@hindustantimes.com.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.